Welcome to this meditation for Sunday, February the 20th. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 21, Jesus speaks very frankly about the future of the most cherished and revered building in the history of Judaism, the Great Temple in Jerusalem. By all accounts, it was extraordinarily beautiful, even awe-inspiring. But it was much more than a building. It was, for them, the house of God. It was the heart of Judaism. So when Jesus overheard some of the people speaking about the temple, how it was adorned with beautiful stones and gifts dedicated to God. And Jesus said, "As for these things that you see, the days will come when not one stone will be left upon another. All will be thrown down." They must have been genuinely horrified. A lot of people today are genuinely horrified at what has happened to our country and the foundations thought to be unshakable, about what is happening in the world among and between nations, about climate change, about the global pandemic, about everything. But Jesus told the people to whom he had delivered this bad news about the temple not to panic. "Do not be terrified," he said, "and do not be led astray." The temple was destroyed roughly 40 years later by the Romans, but Judaism lived on. Jerusalem adapted and survives to this day. Everything changed. Everything was shaken to its foundations, but life went on. Faith went on. The people of God went on and go on yet. So let's do what Jesus instructed us to do. Let's not panic or despair. Let's loosen our hold on the transient things we thought were unshakable and renew our faith and trust in that which truly is unshakable. Let's go to God in prayer. God of unshakable, merciful love, we pray for those whose lives are threatened and disrupted by the crisis in the Ukraine, the various crises in our own country, and similar crises elsewhere in the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Please hear our prayers, O Lord, for those people, wild creatures, and entire ecosystems threatened and disrupted by the global effects of climate change. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Please hear our prayers, O Lord, for those whose lives are threatened and disrupted by hunger, poverty, neglect, racism, exploitation, the inequitable distribution of resources, disease, and the pervasive effects of the ongoing years-long worldwide pandemic. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. When we face the extent of the changes and challenges affecting everyone today, it can easily seem to us like the end of the world as we know it. And in some ways, it might be. The world continues to be forever altered and forever altering. Things never return to the way they were, but life goes on. Love goes on, and we go on with it. And God is with us all the way. Whatever our Jerusalem temple, whatever the thing or things or institutions or ways of life we think we cannot go on without, we can go on. We can persevere with Christ before us, beside us, right there with us on the journey. Speak with him now. Ask Christ to calm your heart and replace the worry, fear, and uncertainty with that which cannot be shaken or destroyed. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.